I'm of course curious about your installing the equipment on the SS Washington.
John Washington.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yes, we did that. Not that it would be nice to have the President, President Wilson, broadcast from the George Washington as we approach New York. Well, anyway, we went to Grass Harbor, waiting for the President, and he never showed up for a long time. He was, and we had time to go up to visit Paris for a day. And I remember the girls sliding up and says, "I do it for the plaisir. How much you pay?" That's all the English they know. Well, anyway, finally, we got the President aboard and set sail. And see, on the 4th of July, we were at sea, about 200 miles, and we rigged up we had a radio phone on board for the President 2 years, and we thought it would be nice if he would give an address on the 4th of July, if we were about 200 miles from New York. So we asked Captain McCauley, of the ship, where the President probably wanted to stand, selected to find on B deck overlooking the troops on C deck. And they concealed the blue flag. And when the time came for the President to give his address, nobody could talk to the President. He thought he saved the world from democracy. And I even ran into him one time and rushed around the deck for a schedule. I apologized as possible.
Profusely.
As best I could.
Uh-huh.
Running into him. He didn't disdain to even notice this problem like me. He was he saved the world from democracy. He was absent-minded, it's all get out. And so when the day came, it wasn't July, we was offshore 200 miles. He was nobody could tell him about it, and so it was a flop, it didn't work. He's too far, 20 feet away from the he went down to the troops. He's 20 feet from the microphone.
Yeah.
And it was a flop.
Yeah.
But after he had made his speech, we had a copy of it. We read it all of the day. And you know that was heard as far away as Texas.
Uh-huh.
And it was just a flop because we couldn't talk to the President.
Okay.
Well, when the President got back, he thought that he had saved the world and democracy. Never any more war. And when the allies, other countries, didn't buy it, why, he was lost his mind, really.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Wilson had to practically run the country. She could talk to him, get some ideas, but she was the one that really was acting president.